since I said I have his Hanukkah song, which is very irreverent and fun. Let's see, we'll get the decks loaded up. Most of the students don't bother with the decks. They just do it right from their laptops. But I haven't figured out how to get all these things on my laptop. So let's see if we can get... There's the Hanukkah song. Let's see. Have to wait for it to get warmed up here. So there's a group that's going to be performing Saturday night at a synagogue over in Brighton. I'm trying to remember now their name. But you can buy tickets at the door. It's... Now I'm forgetting the name of the synagogue, the name of the group. We're WMFO Medford. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. All right, we got that done. And the deck is still initializing, warming itself up. There we go. Okay, so...
This is a song that, there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together,
what a fine looking Jew.
You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish.
Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah.
Omar, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah,
So that was Paul Zimm from a CD called The Magic of Hanukkah, Paul Zimm Productions, Festival of Lights. Before that, we heard the Klezmatics off of a CD called Lights, Celebrate Hanukkah Live in Concert, and Hanukkah Gelt Live was the song. Before that, the Frank London Big Band on the Festival of Lights CD, Festival of Light 2. And it was the O Hanukkah Groove, and we started off with Adam Sandler, that Hanukkah song. So just looking at the Chabad.org site, Hanukkah begins Thursday evening, December 7th, and continues through Friday, December 15th. Hanukkah is the Jewish 8-day wintertime festival of lights celebrated with a nightly menorah lighting, special prayers, and fried foods. And you can go to Chabad.org to find out all kinds of information and menorah lighting instructions, Hanukkah events near you. So what is Hanukkah? So let's see. They've got the Hanukkah story, lights and stories, videos and songs, Hanukkah recipes. Well, let's see if Hanukkah have the story of Hanukkah. Let's hear about the story of Hanukkah. The Jews were under Syrian rule more than 2,000 years ago, and the land of Israel was part of the Syrian Greek Empire, dominated by Syrian rulers of the dynasty of the Seleucids. In order to relate the story that led up to Hanukkah, we need to start with Antiochus III, the king of Syria, who reigned from 3538 to 3574. That would be 222 to 186 BCE. He had waged war with King Ptolemy of Egypt over the possession of the land of Israel. Antiochus III was victorious, and the land of Israel was annexed to his empire. At the beginning of his reign, he was favorably disposed toward the Jews and accorded them some privileges. Later on, however, when he was beaten by the Romans and compelled to pay heavy tax, the burden fell upon the various peoples of his empire, who were forced to furnish the heavy gold that was required of him by the Romans. When Antiochus died, his son Seleucus IV took over and further oppressed the Jews. All right, this is this whole history. Added to the troubles from the outside were the grave perils that threatened Judaism from within. The influence of the Hellenist people who accepted idol worship and the Syrian way of life was increasing. Yochanan, the high priest, foresaw the danger to Judaism from the penetration of Syrian Greek influence into the Holy Land. For in contrast to the ideal of outward beauty held by the Greeks and Syrians, Judaism emphasizes truth and moral purity as commanded by God in the Holy Torah. The Jewish people could never give up their faith in God and accept the idol worship of the Syrians. Yochanan was therefore opposed to any attempt on the part of the Jewish Hellenists to introduce Greek and Syrian customs into the land. The Hellenists hated him. One of them told the king's commissioner that in the treasury of the temple there was a great deal of wealth. The wealth in the treasury consisted of the contributions of half a shekel made by all Jews, adult Jews, annually. That was given for the purpose of the sacrifices on the altar, as well as for fixing and improving the temple building. Another part of the treasury consisted of orphan funds, which were deposited for them until they became of age. Seleucus needed money in order to pay the Romans. He sent his minister, Heliodorus, to take the money from the treasury of the temple. In vain did Yochanan the high priest beg him not to do it. Heliodorus did not listen and entered the gate of the temple, but suddenly he became pale with fright. The next moment he fainted and fell to the ground. After Heliodorus came to, he did not dare enter again. Short time later, Seleucus was killed, and his brother Antiochus IV, began to reign over Syria. This is 3586 or 174 BCE. He was a tyrant of a rash and impetuous nature, contemptuous of religion and of the feelings of others. He was called Epiphanes, meaning the God's beloved. Several of the Syrian rulers received similar titles, but a historian of his time, Polybius, gave him the epithet Epimanes, madman, a title more suitable to the character of this harsh and cruel king. Desiring to unify his kingdom through the medium of a common religion and culture, Antiochus tried to root out the individualism of the Jews by suppressing all the Jewish laws. He removed the righteous high priest Yochanan from the temple in Jerusalem, and in his place installed Yochanan's brother, Joshua, who loved to call himself by the Greek name of Jason, for he was a member of the Hellenist party, and he used his high office to spread more and more of the Greek customs among the priesthood. Joshua or Jason was later replaced by another man, Menelaus, who had promised the king that he would bring in more money than Jason did. When Yochanan, the former high priest, protested against the spread of the Hellenist influence in the Holy Temple, the ruling high priest hired murderers to assassinate him. Oy. Antiochus was at that time engaged in a successful war against Egypt. But messengers from Rome arrived and commanded him to stop the war, and he had to yield. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, a rumor spread that a serious accident had befallen Antiochus. Thinking that he was dead, the people rebelled against Menelaus. The treacherous high priest fled together with his friends. Well, it goes into a lot of detail, but this next part actually is kind of important. The martyrs. Antiochus returned from Egypt, enraged by Roman interference with his ambitions. When he heard what had taken place in Jerusalem, he ordered his army to fall upon the Jews. Thousands of Jews were killed. Antiochus then enacted a series of harsh decrees against the Jews. Jewish worship was forbidden. The scrolls of the law were confiscated and burned. Sabbath rest Circumcision and the dietary laws were prohibited under penalty of death. Even one of the respected elders of that generation, Rabbi Eliezer, a man of 70, a man of 90, was ordered by the servants of Antiochus to eat pork, which was forbidden, so that others would do the same. When he refused, they suggested to him that he pick up the meat to his lips to appear to be eating, but Rabbi Eliezer refused to even do that and was put to death. There were thousands of others who likewise sacrificed their lives. The famous story of Hannah and her seven children happened at that time. Antiochus's men went from town to town and from village to village to force the inhabitants to worship pagan gods. Only one refuge area remained, and that was the hills of Judea with their caves. But even there did the Syrians pursue the faithful Jews, and many a Jew died a martyr's death. Now we come to Mattathiah. One day the henchmen of Antiochus arrived in the village of Modin, where Mattathiah, the old priest, lived. The Syrian officer built an altar in the marketplace of the village and demanded that Mattathiah offer sacrifices to the Greek gods. Mattathiah replied, "I, my sons, and my brothers are determined to remain loyal to the covenant which our God made with our ancestors." Thereupon, a Hellenistic Jew approached the altar to offer a sacrifice. Mattathiah grabbed his sword and killed him, and his sons and friends fell upon the Syrian officers and men. They killed many of them and chased the rest away. They then destroyed the altar. Mattathiah knew that Antiochus would be enraged when he heard what had happened. He would certainly send an expedition to punish him and his followers. Mattathiah, therefore, left the village of Modin and fled together with his sons and his friends to the hills of Judea. All loyal and courageous Jews joined them. They formed legions, and from time to time, they left their hiding places to fall upon enemy detachments and outposts and to destroy the pagan altars that were built by order of Antiochus. The Maccabees, Before his death, Mattathiah called his sons together and urged them to continue to fight in defense of God's Torah. He asked them to follow the counsel of their brother Simeon, the wise. In waging warfare, he said, their leader should be Judah the strong. Judah was called Maccabee, a word composed of the initial letters of four Hebrew words, Mechamocha Ba'elim Hashem, who is like you, O God? Antiochus sent his general Apollonius to wipe out Judah and his followers. The Maccabees, though great in number and equipment than their adversaries, the Syrians were defeated by the Maccabees. Antiochus sent out another expedition, which also was defeated. He realized that only by sending a powerful army could he hope to defeat Judah and his brave fighting men. An army consisting of more than 40,000 men swept the land under the leadership of two commanders, Nicanor and Gorgiash. When Judah and his brothers heard of that, they claimed, "Let us fight unto death in defense of our souls and our temple." The people assembled in Mizpah, where Shmuel, the prophet of old, had offered prayers to God. After a series of battles, the war was won. Now we come to the dedication. The Maccabees returned to Jerusalem to liberate it. They entered the temple and cleared it of the idols placed there by Syrian vandals. Judah and his followers built a new altar, which he dedicated on the 25th of the month of Kislev in the year 3622. That's 139 BCE. Since the golden menorah had been stolen by the Syrians, the Maccabees now made one of cheaper metal. When they wanted to light it, they found only a small cruse of pure olive oil, bearing the seal of the high priest, Yochanan. It was sufficient to light only for one day. By a miracle of God, it continued to burn for 8 days till new oil was made available. That miracle proved that God had again taken his people under his protection. In memory of this, our sages appointed these 8 days for annual thanksgiving and for lighting candles. So there's quite a lot of information here. It's really beautiful. So you get a little historical background. Let's go to something from, why am I hearing something? Let's see. Maybe that's why. Something is playing, and I'm not sure what it is. How bizarre. Everything is off except the microphone, so I don't know. All right, so... Huh. Shimmering lights. Now this CD is missing. Oh, dear. I don't know how I managed that, but I did. Okay, that's really unfortunate. I like that CD. It happens. Oh, I'll have to find out where that one went. Probably is lost. All right, this is Kenny Ellis, Hanukkah. I wonder if this is on. Maybe that's what it was. Okay, no, there's still something going on. I don't understand it. All right, let's go to Rock of Ages.
Azegmor Bishir Mizmor Chanukat Hamizbeh Ach. Yeshuati lechana elishabeach tikon beitefilati visham toda nizabeach leetachin matbeach nitzar hamna beach azek Thank you.
Sarah Arusti from a city called Hanukkah, and it's called Dak Iltas. I love the percussion on that. It's beautiful. Kenny Ellis before that, Rock of Ages, Hanukkah Swings. I think that's where we are. So I wanted to give you information about the concert that I had mentioned earlier, and that is going to be at Kadimas Torah Moshe over in Brighton on Washington Street, 101 Washington Street. And it's at 7:30. That's featuring Simply Sfat. They're from Sfat in Israel, and I've heard them before. They're very good. So there's no pre-sale of tickets, but you can go there at 7:30 and get tickets. All right, so I want to share with you something from this. This is the book, The Soul of Hanukkah, Teaching of Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, compiled by Rabbi Shlomo Katz. And so, where was I going to read from? Let's see. Oh, okay. So it says, the holy Zedichever says something awesome. Esav finally met up with Yaakov and they made peace. Esav says to Yaakov, let's go together. At that moment, Esav and Yaakov reach the level of after the Mashiach comes. Yaakov answers, if it would be just you and I, we could go together. But it's my children and your children. They are not ready. The world isn't ready yet. Yaakov promised Esav that someday he will go to his mountain and they will walk together again. Those words are just so beautiful. What is really going on? Yaakov said to Esav, I cannot go with you for two reasons, Lerego Hamelacha Ulerego Hayiladim. A simple and meaningless translation would say, I can't come with you because I have a lot of work to do. And because of the children. What does it really mean? The Zohar HaKodesh and the Zichavar explain. Regel means a holiday, Yaakov says to Esav. The truth is that it will take a long time until I meet you again. But I want you to know that there are two kinds of holidays in the world. And because of these two kinds of holidays, you will make it. Leregel HaMelacha, there are holidays on which you are not permitted to work. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And then there are Leregel Hayiladim. There are holidays of the children. This is Hanukkah and Purim. On Hanukkah and Purim, God is shining an incredible holiness, which he gave to children. On Purim, we are all children. We get dressed up like crazy. We drink and act like we are 4 years old. Why? Because on Purim, we taste the holiness with which we are born. I could have 15 PhDs, but on Purim I realize that this is not what makes me special. I am special because God created me. I don't have to be an adult in order to be special. Hanukkah is the same thing. The ones who really know what the Hanukkah candles are all about are the children. I have a nephew. When he was little, he was the cutest thing in the world. When he was 3, he came to my parents for Hanukkah. And at that time, I was still living at home. The day after Hanukkah, we told him that Hanukkah was over. He said to me that I should dial his mother's number. So I did, and he began crying. Please take me home. They won't light the lights again. Bubby and Zadie just don't want to have Hanukkah anymore. But I want to have it again. This little boy of 3 knew more about Hanukkah than we will ever know. We think to ourselves that once the 8 days are over, Hanukkah is over. He mamish knew that Hanukkah goes on forever. There are adults who say the blessing and then run to make a phone call. In a flash, they forget the whole thing because they have an appointment. Children hang around the Hanukkah lights. They are glued to the lights. They know what it's all about. These two holidays, Hanukkah and Purim, are the holidays of children. The ones that will keep us going. It's really beautiful. All right, so I'm still hearing something in the background. I don't know what it is, but we'll have to just persevere. Okay, so.
You go out, let's have a party tonight.
The song where he may be scattered.
tyrant is superior, which will seal all men free. Tyrant is superior.
Gente.